Let's take a look at some marital research. Over the years, unhappy couples have been able to create limitless possibilities for their unhappiness. Since that's not what we want to create, we'll want to concentrate most on learning to identify the characteristics of happy couples. You remember what happened in the beginning. The Lord said it wasn't good for the man to be alone, so he made a woman for him. He put Adam to sleep, took one of his ribs, and used it to make a woman. Then he brought the woman to her husband, who said of her, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." And they lived happily ever after. Well, not always, of course, but when they marry, both men and women are hoping to find their own happily ever after. No couple plans their wedding hoping to contribute to divorce statistics. But it happens far too often. Now, we already know that the first marriage wasn't always a Garden of Eden experience, right? The first couple had their share of problems, and contemporary couples do too. It doesn't take long for couples to figure out that marriage is challenging, if not downright difficult at times. In fact, the number one reason people seek the help of a counselor is due to distress in a close relationship. Although marital difficulty doesn't always lead to divorce, it's good to know how to recognize the warning signs. Dr. John Gottman, a major contributor to the field of marital research, has been studying couple relationships for more than 30 years in his Seattle clinic. So, first, let's take a look at some characteristics of happy couples. Happy couples respond positively to one another. Partners continually make bids for one another's attention, closeness, and reassurance. They do so through comments, questions, and gestures. Those who are in more successful marriages will respond positively to their partner's bids at least 86% of the time. Through their positive words and their positive actions, partners will invite more connection. They make the choice to communicate, with or without words, the feelings that you matter to me and I want to connect with you too. An interesting fact, among successful couples, Dr. Gottman found that partners make at least 20 positive remarks for each negative remark. Yes, 20 to 1. And happy couples argue. What's more important is how you go about it. Among couples with lasting marriages, a number of factors emerged. First, about 80% of complaints came from wives. However, women raised issues gently and brought them up sooner rather than later. Second, husbands were willing to be influenced by their wives and to change their behavior. Now, men didn't simply do as their women said, but they were willing to consider their wives' input. Third, neither spouse became upset enough with one another to raise their heart rate above 95 beats per minute. That signals the beginning of a fight, flight, or freeze response. Number four, they didn't escalate their arguments, but used humor, reassurance, and distraction to help ease the tension when it arose. Number five, successful couples made at least 5 positive remarks or gestures for every negative remark or gesture during an argument. Remember, when they weren't arguing, the ratio was 20 to 1. Now let's take a quick look at what factors predict divorce. Number one, in an unhappy marriage, partners still make bids for attention, closeness, or reassurance. However, they only respond positively to one another's bids 33% of the time. Number two, wives raise issues harshly and tend to make generalized statements such as, "You never," "You always," or "What's wrong with you?" Number three, unhappy husbands get upset more easily, as indicated by heart rate and breathing, during arguments and have a harder time calming down. As a result, they tend to shut down, become a stonewall, or withdraw from their wives. Number four, sometimes wives shut down or withdraw from their husbands. It is especially disastrous if the wife is the one to withdraw. Number 5. In short, when arguments start with a harsh comment, 94% of the time, they only get worse. Remember, the goal is to be securely attached. How well couples fare will depend greatly on the security of their attachment to one another. In other words, the bottom line for both men and women is the answer to the question, will you be there when I need you? Throughout life, both men and women need someone who is available, will you be there, and responsive when I need you. In fact, a secure emotional attachment is absolutely essential for your spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. As we'll discover, needs and purposes are a bit different for each sex, so we'll explore that in week 3 and 4. We need to make sure we have a crystal clear picture of the beauty of God's created order, just exactly what romance should look like for men and for women in the 21st century. When a man and woman partner with the Holy Spirit in their marriage, it becomes an amazing experience for both of them, something better than Eden. But first, there's one very important question, one that I get asked a lot, and I want to answer that for you next.